Well, you get to listen to a Samuel this morning, but not this Samuel. It has been just a treat to have over the past several weeks Samuel Chagulli in my home. Well, actually it's your home, but we get to live in it. Before Samuel had to return to Winston-Salem, I wanted to be sure to give him an opportunity. I think he's been with us enough that you've probably gotten to know him a little bit. He is a pastor in the African nation of Uganda. He has been in the States just about a year. Not really because he wanted to be here this long, but because his government is not real happy with one of his opinions, which I completely concur with. You elect a president, and originally the term was to be, I think, 10 years. And it came upon the 10-year mark, and he decided, oh, maybe the president should serve till he's 75. And so they got that change made, and then he approaches 75 and decides, well, maybe the president ought to serve for life. And so he's still there. Samuel has a lovely wife and three children, the youngest of which he has not seen in person. Because the baby was born in July, last July, so it'll be a year old in July, when he had come in May of last year. Is that right? Am I getting that right, Samuel? Okay. Well, I don't want to take any more of his time because I want him to. He said, what do you want me to preach on? And I said, you just preach God's word and we'll listen prayerfully. And I guarantee you, it's still English, okay? It's Ugandan English. Just like there's British English and Australian English, and of course the worst English in the world is probably American English. We butcher it about as good as anybody. So Samuel, you come on and you preach God's word to us, and we'll listen prayerfully, and you all listen prayerfully, okay? All right. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. I want to thank you for having me here to share with you the word of God. But of course, I want to thank you for having me in your home, for taking care of me. Through Pastor Sam and June, on behalf of the church, I want to appreciate for the big work and good hospitality. You can tell I don't look so bad. They are trying their best. You can tell they what I look like. So, as Pastor said, that I have a family in Uganda and also the ministry. Some of you have been able to go on my page to see what I'm doing in Uganda. Some of you have my brochures. You can go on YouTube as well. You just type in Samuel Chagulli, not Samuel Smith. You just type Samuel Chagulli. Then you'll see a lot of videos and videos on YouTube. And also you can visit my Facebook page. You'll see what we are doing. But today I want to share something from the Bible. I'm using NIV version. I don't know whether that's a problem. I feel good reading this. King James is difficult for me to read. Those words, thou, thy, thee, sometimes. So I feel better with this. And we are going to read from John chapter 4, John chapter 4 from verses 1. Is there somebody can read for me, please? If you want, you can read for me. Thank you, Pastor.
How many of you want to read?
So, just read. I'll tell you to stop as long as you're here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll tell me when to stop.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess.
John chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Boy, I don't even need my glasses for the Bible. He has.
So we have even over there.
Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans."
I want to say a prayer. Father, I thank you for this time. We pray that you help us just to know what the point is here. As you are helping me, as you are speaking through me, and also the people to get to know what you are saying to them through me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This is a very well-known story in the Bible. There are few or many scriptures in the Bible, like when you mention about it, everyone gonna know. Like when you say John 3:16, everyone heard about that. Like when you talk about the Good Samaritan, everyone knows that story, and we have that. That's a big organization now, or the ministry goes everywhere because of that story, the Good Samaritan who helped somebody who was injured. Everyone knows about that. And also this story of the Samaritan lady. But when you compare this lady to another story in Luke, this lady seemed not to be a good Samaritan, because when Jesus came to ask for the water, she said no. But when you compare to another one, he was a good one. Because remember, the priest came and also other people came, past, you know what happened to the man who was injured. But that Samaritan said, okay, I can help him. You know what he did. And the reason why the word comes to say that good Samaritan, because by then they had conflict, especially between Jews and Samaritans. They were not so friends because of what happened, especially I think 722 before the born of Christ. They were not so, especially when Samaritan was captured and people went into exile, when they went to Babylonia. So they lost the connection. Though these people, they seem to be, okay, these are the pictures of the well. I was able to go to Samaria and get some pictures of Jacob's well to come and show you. But these are the pictures from Uganda. I just wanted to show you how the well is dug, how they dig the well. So these people are digging the well, because I'm talking about the well today. So when they went into exile, they came back. And when they came back, the Jews started rebuilding Jerusalem, building the walls. I was reading about that then. I was, okay, maybe that's why President Trump is going to build the wall
So building the wall is not a new thing. So the Samaritan people wanted to help Jews to build the temple. They said, no, we don't want your help because we don't believe in the God you worship. Because these people used to, they had their temple somewhere, and the Jews didn't agree with them. They said, okay, we should build our temple here. Until like 128 before the born of Christ, the man called King John, he ordered and they destroyed the temple of the Jews in that area. So remember, from 722 before the born of Christ, they have conflict. And then 128 before Jesus comes, now the king commands the temple of Samaritan people to be destroyed. So which means Jesus came when something just happened. So the hatred was so big between Jews and Samaritans. But yet, when you go to the history, they are the same people. Apart from that, when they went into exile, when they occupied this place, the intermarriage came in, so they are half Jews and Gentiles. So they started fighting, okay, you don't belong to us, you don't belong to us, like that. So now we come to this story. Jesus comes from a certain town to go to another town, but he wanted to go through. There is another possibility, not to go directly through Samaria, because you can go like there is a town called Perea, like you go to Eastern Jordan River, you reach where you want to go. But Jesus this time, he wanted to go through this area, not because he wanted water, but his target was to go and meet one of the people from Samaria. Yet he knew that they are not so good friends, because people they used to go to shortcut to avoid this town, because it was not allowed Samaritans and Jews to talk, especially men and women. You can't even to one another politically and religiously. It was not allowed. But this time, Jesus decided to come through this area so that he can meet someone to extend God's message. So today I want to talk about a mission-minded person. Jesus was a mission-minded person. And no matter what it takes, for him, he wanted to go to, he knew the difficulties and the challenges between those two tribes. But yet, it was not even two tribes, because at first it was one tribe, apart from intermarriage. But okay, something happened. So, but Jesus said, I have to go through this area, because the reason why I came is to bring people together, not to separate them. So when Jesus came, the Bible says he was tired, thirsty. He went on the well. I want to show the well when it's done. If you can get me a picture of the well when it's done, there is another picture. Mm-hmm. Continue. By the way, that's me, but continue. Oh, where is it? Oh. But it's good for you to see the process of the well. Continue. Yes. So that's the well. The well done. Usually, wells are like that. When they build, they cover. When you come to fetch water or to draw water, you just open and get water. So Jesus came and he sat on the well. So the lady came to draw the water. So when Jesus saw the lady, he didn't even say, "How are you?" Because you are not allowed to talk, especially men and women. He just wanted to say, "Can I have a drink?" Which chapter is that? Pastor, if you can help me to find it, because I'm a reader. Where? Okay, John 4. So that was chapter 9. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" So, when Jesus wanted to drink water, when the lady replied to him, the reason was not like, "We don't have water," or "I don't have enough water," but the reason was, "You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan. How can you ask me a drink?" But because Jesus was a mission-minded person who is willing to extend the gospel of his Father, no matter whether you like him or not, no matter whether you hate him or not, he said, "I'll confront this lady, not because I can't get water anywhere," because remember, Jesus had a chance to send the disciples. And remember, Jesus had sent the disciples in the town to buy food. If he was thirsty, he would have told the disciples to come back with water as well. But he wanted to keep this so that he has an excuse, something to connect him with a lady. So the reason was not because "I don't have enough water," but she said, "You are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan lady." And by the way, she was even looking down. You can't face the man. She was busy with, "Can I get a video of water? I want to show something." She was busy drawing water, but talking. Okay. Yes, I want you to play that video. She came to draw the water. You saw they draw the water. When you draw the water, you pray there. You don't move around because you make sure that everything works well. You can see those girls, how they are paying attention on the jerrycans. You see? So, she's drawing water and saying, "Okay, you are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Then Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of life and who is it that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." My point is here. I want you to play that video. Again, play. If somebody thirsts, you can't drink the whole jerrycan. We call them jerrycans in Uganda. I don't know how we call them here. Is that a bowl or whatever? How do you call them? Jerrycans, talk to me, please. How do you call them? Okay, jugs, fine. But to be fine. Yes, thank you. To be honest, however fast you are, you can't finish the whole jug. It's too big. It's almost 20 liters. Or for you, use gallons. If you are thirsty, you're going to take like 2 glasses, or 3, or 4. And you can't finish the whole well, because that well, too much of water. But because of the big, big hatred these people had, she didn't even bother to consider how fast is this man. Even if we don't like one another, maybe I can just give him a glass of water. There is no loss. Because if you take, look how deep it is. Do you see the water inside? Even if you take like 100 gallons, you will not make it empty. No matter how much you hate one another, just okay. You know, you guys, we don't love you. You destroyed our temple. You keep saying that we should not worship from this mountain. We should go and worship from Jerusalem. Okay, we don't like that. But take the water. Because the Bible tells us to love our enemies. The Bible tells us to pray for our enemies. That's why David in Psalm 23, he said somewhere that the Lord, when you start reading, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. Then he continues to say down there that he prepares the table before my enemies. That is God's way. You may, no matter how enemies you have, but God wants to connect you with your enemies to settle the issue. That's why Jesus came to meet this lady on the well, not because he was very thirsty and almost dead. No, this was an idea he had that, okay, how can I get a conversation to this Samaritan lady? Because he knew that the moment I get her, I don't know whether she's going to give me water or not. Of course, he knew that she would not. But he said, I want to talk to her. His mind was not only water. His mind was to rescue this lady. But the lady didn't know. By the way, from verses 1, John chapter 4, from verses 1 to 18, this lady doesn't know who is talking with her. She thought it's someone, the normal person, ordinary person. That's why she was okay, like when you go. Because verses 10, Jesus said, if he knew who's talking to you, you would have given him water, and also you would have asked him a drink, and will never be thirsty again. And verses 11, she was, okay, sir. You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, and did also his sons and livestock? Then Jesus answered 13, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Then 15, this is interesting. The woman said to him, sir, she looks to be kind. Like when you come to verses 11, she started saying, sir, and now 15, she's, sir, give me this water so that I won't be thirsty again. She was not meaning what she's saying. She was like, okay, you are saying that you give me water and I'll never be thirsty again. And then you are coming here to ask me water. Okay, give me that water. First of all, you don't have something to draw water with. So when you read the Bible, it sounds like this lady was asking water in the good faith, on the good heart. No. She was like, okay, give me. Because she knew that there is no any way someone can get a living water. There's no any way somebody can drink and you never be thirsty again. And there's no any way somebody can get water from that well without using that jug and the rope. Because you have to put the rope on the jug to go over there and you pull out to get water. But Jesus had none. So she was, okay, give me. Oh, give me. But as I started that Jesus was a mission-minded person, he really didn't care how the lady was treating her, him. He knew that the more I talk to this lady, I'm having a chance to pass God's message. And in order to pass God's message, there should be something to connect you or to bring you together. No matter whether people are your enemy or not, but if God is going to use you, he really don't care to bring you together with the people you don't like to associate with. Remember the lady started saying, we have enough water, as you can see the well. You can't even finish one jar. But we should know you are Jew and I'm a Samaritan. We don't associate. We don't. So don't expect any water. So, and if God is going to use you or me, you should know that sometimes you have to go to the place where you don't have to go. But because God has called us to extend his kingdom, to take his news everywhere, he's going to use any circumstances, any situation, whether you feel comfortable or not. Jesus Christ was not supposed to come through this area because he had a chance to go through Perea to Eastern Jordan River to go where he was going. But because he wanted to meet this lady, to talk with her, he decided to take this route as well. And in order God to use you, sometimes he's going to create lack or a need. And in order God to extend his message to the place where he wants, he's going to provide somebody who is going to meet the need. Even if somebody will not meet your need, but God going to create two staff things, the one in need and the one who seems to be able to solve the need. So let us talk about this lady. This lady is the one to solve the need of Jesus Christ, right? Now, Jesus is the one in need, is the one who is thirsty. The lady, she's not thirsty. She has control on this well. Jesus has been walking the whole day, maybe more than 6 hours or 10, I don't know. He is here thirsty. He had to see someone who is going to give him a glass of water so that he can continue on his way. But this was more than a glass of water. It was more than to save the whole community. It was more than saving this lady's life. It was all about saving the whole community. But how many times have we not done what God wants us to do because we have some story, background, differences, and we don't do what God wants us to do? I've been to churches and they don't allow me to speak, not because I can't speak, because I can speak, you know. You can tell, like, I speak, no matter whether you understand well or not, but the thing is, I can speak. Or if I need interpreter from English to English, you can provide that, but I speak what I want to speak. But I've been to church, and they don't allow me to speak because I'm a black. One day the pastor called me and said, Sam, I really want you to preach, but I don't want to lose my job. One day I invited a preacher who is a American, African, whatever, black American, okay, black American, good word. And when I was preaching, all the church moved out. When the black guy was preaching, all the church moved out. And that was my lesson. So, Sam, I would love you to preach, but I don't want to lose my job. And I said, I understand. So this is the differences. We read about this lady not giving water to Jesus, not because the water is not enough, but because Jews and Samaritans, they don't associate. something which happened almost 800 years back. Even they are holding it today. She's holding it today. And do you think that's what God wants us to do? No. My answer is no. We are the same people, belong to God. And when God saves you, he wants to multiply. He wants to use you to go community to community, city to city, neighbor to neighbor, to extend God's message. But the only the challenge, in order God to do that, gonna provide challenges. Like Jesus had a challenge of being thirsty, and he had to go to this lady to get water. But the lady said, you are not getting water from me because you don't belong to us. The reason why Jesus went, this is very clear, according to my Bible, and I'm sure according to your Bible, when you read verses 17. I have no 16. He told her, go, call your husband and come back. She said, I have no husband. Yet she had a husband in the house. Still, she doesn't know that she's talking with the Messiah or Jesus Christ. She thinks that somebody is here just to beg to survive from her. But this was a very important person into her life and the whole community. But she didn't know. Until Jesus mentioned everything, and then she was, wow. Are you one of the prophets? Because of the time, we will not read all the story. But the thing here, when you read 19, or 21, let us read 21. Jesus replied, believe me. No, let me read 20. No, because of time, no. No. Let us read 25. The woman said, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. She doesn't know that she's talking to a Messiah. She thinks that she's talking with somebody who is thirsty, who's in need, who's the homeless, whereby he was a Messiah. And until Jesus told her that I'm the one who's speaking to you. Then 27, then the disciple rejoins Jesus. When they came, okay, you can read that, they were wondering, why is he talking with a lady? As we started saying that it was not allowed man, like from Jews, to talk directly. And the disciples were like, okay, what's happening with our Christ today? You know? And then 28, then leaving her water jar, oh yes, you are right, it's called a jar. For us, we call it a jerrycan. The woman went back to the town and said to the people, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward him. And when you go, you read, you will see that the point of Jesus going to this lady, it was not all about water. Because there is not any scripture shows that this lady finally gave Jesus water. Or that Jesus went, when the lady left the ground called the community, Jesus went and he drew water and he drank. No. I would love to announce today that, to be honest, Jesus was not real sad. He only wanted to use this word so that they can have a conversation together. Sometimes God brings situation into our lives for his glory. Do you remember one of the scriptures in the Bible says the disciples used to ask Jesus, what happened to this man? And he said, he was born like this so that God's glory might be manifested. So God can take your money away. It's not God who's willing to harm us, take our money, whatever. The Bible says has got a good plan for us. But he can bring crisis into your family for his glory. He can bring lack into your life. Like Jesus now is out of water, is thirsty. He must go to the person whom they don't associate with. And he knew that we don't associate with them. But the reason why I came is to gap the bridge. Because for him, he believes that we are one person. That's why he made the statement that the time is coming, whether you are Jew, Samaritan, or worshiping from this mountain, or Jerusalem, the time is coming, everyone worshiping God, to worship him in truth and worth. The scripture is here. Let us find it. Where is that scripture here? 23, verses 23. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the spirit and the truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. Not because you are an American, not because you are a Ugandan, not because you are somewhere, but a true worshiper. That's what God says. So my point today was that we should develop a minded character to take an opportunity, to use an opportunity, whether we have money, whether we don't have. Jesus used any chance, whether he had money. Remember when he provided 5,000 people, not even counting the ladies and the children, he provided and they had leftovers of 12 baskets. He preached the gospel using what he had. And now he's preaching the gospel using his thirstiness. So in an area, Jesus was able to testify about God's love. I want to challenge you this morning, and at the same time challenging myself. How mission-minded are we? Do we have limitation? Do we have some areas where we don't go because we don't associate with? Do we become mission-minded when our account is full of money? Are we mission-minded when, even if we don't have anything, are we willing to give a glass of water to the people who we know that we don't associate with? Or we only help people we like? If I don't like you, I don't help you. If you are not a Jew, I'm... If you are not a Ugandan, no. No, we all belong to one family. That was my message of today. We should develop mission-minded to reach any area, whether they are our enemies or not, whether they love us or not, whether they are yellow or not, whether they are white or not, whether we like them or not. The Bible tells us, you know, this is a good example. He went to pretend that I need water, whereby he didn't like water. Even when the disciples came back, they forced him to eat food. He said, leave me alone. I have something I'm eating. You don't know. That's what he told the disciples. The same person who was begging water. Now the disciples are back with food, and I guess with a drink too. He's telling them, leave me alone. I want to thank you for listening to me that well. Play that video as I'm winding up. That well, if the lady gave just one jar to Jesus, it can't affect the well. It was just, come, I know you don't associate, come take. He goes. But the lady said, no. And this is final. This is so African. We say, I'm finishing, but when we are not finishing. But this time I'm finishing. sometimes God brings people into our life as needed people, whereby we are the one who needs them more. Jesus went to this lady as a needy, as a person who was thirsty, but this lady needed Jesus more. So Jesus went into her life for reason. Not only water, but the lady needed Jesus more. Sometimes we close doors. Sometimes we don't allow even people to say something because we judge too quickly, whereby we are stopping people who are gonna benefit in our lives or in our communities or in our countries or in our areas. I've seen that in Uganda too. So, thank you for listening to me, for giving me this chance. May God bless you. I want to say prayer as well as I'm concluding. Father, I want to thank you for the time you gave us to share your word. Just remind ourselves that there's no differences between who and who. We all belong to you. And another thing, sometimes we go through difficulties. Sometimes we are out of food, we are out of money, we are out of rent. We don't have a car, everything. But according to this scripture, we understand something comes into our lives for the reason. And we pray that God will continue to open our inner eyes so that we can extend your kingdom and become mission-minded without limitation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you very much. I'm done. Can't have.